the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's nice to start the day with a victory.
Okay, let's try to jump start it.
Yeah, so just start jumping, right?
Should I start this program over?
This program is not for everyone.
You're being paid to show us a good time. When does it start?
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, that's really funny.
Y'all ready for this?
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning and welcome to Thursday. You did it. It's almost done. It's the appetizer to the weekend.
Woohoo!
Morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hi, Husker Nick.
What's up, buddy? How are you doing this morning?
Very good. Everybody ready to roll with Thursday?
Yes.
Did either of you guys, well, your kids are older, JP. Did you do any May Day yesterday?
No, I didn't even know about May Day till last year. When you told me about these baskets.
Really?
I've never seen them one time in my life.
Really?
I learned
about this as a Nebraska thing.
I've never heard
of
it.
In Martell, we walked around from neighbor to neighbor and dropped off May Day baskets, and they gave
Papillion,
us something too.
I never saw this one damn time in my life.
Yeah, in all the grocery stores, they sell, like, there's a specific popcorn that most people use.
It's like popcorn?
Well, because it's just white popcorn, but they put those little, like, candied pieces and their spring colors and it seems
most of the
ones that get dropped off use
that makes sense.
So we went and got that yesterday and we filled like 20 cups.
Nice
big red Solo cups.
My brother and I raked it in. We would take a wagon to collect them. We would take the one, like, there would be like half of the wagon would be of the places we were dropping off to nice little neighbors and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then we would just rake it in. There'd be piles of goodies for everybody.
When you got home.
Yeah, when you got home, they're just sitting there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like in our neighborhood. I mean, I don't live too far from you.
Yeah.
I didn't see one single thing in the whole neighborhood.
Really?
It's
avoiding you somehow.
I think so. Hooksy, my co-host over on ESPN, his wife hands him out.
Yeah.
He had never heard of it either until she started doing this.
She's from here, right?
Yeah, but she just started this a couple years ago.
Okay.
Doing it. So, like, she didn't. So, I don't know. It's strange. Like I said, since 1989, I've lived in the state of Nebraska, and I had never once heard of this until last year when we talked about it on the show.
A friend of mine got an adult May Day. They work at a vet clinic, and there's like little Jack Daniel shooters.
Hey,
and
man,
candy,
I'm all about any
like
opportunity to give away and celebrate anything. So
we drove around a little to the kids' friends that are in the neighborhood, even beyond, because you normally do it just like in the houses you face and stuff on your street. But the kids wanted to drive around to some of their friends, so we did that. But the whole thing is the ding-dong ditch. You can't get caught. Like my daughter's kindergarten teacher, it used to be that you had to ding dong ditch. And she said when she was growing up here in Nebraska, if you caught the person, they had to kiss you.
Yeah, that's what I had heard yesterday someone said.
Now it's just like a tag thing.
Man.
But so
had I known about this,
right?
When I was in high school, I would have had specific homes I was stopping by.
But so we drove around a little and they do their ding dong ditch. P.S. It's everybody. So many people I knew said yesterday they have the doorbell alerts now.
Mm-hmm.
And like I have a friend who's a lawyer who was like, I got pulled out of this meeting 7 times because my doorbell alert kept going off and it was May Day. But every time they do that, like Zach, my 9-year-old specifically, kept running back to the car and going, step on it. Like, like they wanted me.
Go.
Put your seatbelt back on, buddy.
Well, good. Now they're going to be experts when they start putting poop in those bags and lighting them on fire and putting it on their
fling
porch.
Fling them onto people's decks. Yeah.
That'll be good.
Also won't work as well with the doorbell cameras that everybody has now.
Just toss them.
No. The doorbell camera catches everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I'll have to post it up here because I think it was going to make my good thing just because it was funny. We were talking about embarrassing falls, and we got a direct message from a listener who, like a couple of years ago when we were giving away Jeff Foxworthy, the Larry the Cable Guy tickets, told us a story about how they had ding-dong ditched one of their neighbors, and she was stepping on, trying to escape, and fell flat on her face. And then she's like, it instantly reminded her when we were talking about embarrassing falls that it got all caught on doorbell camera. And she was
Last time you guys watched America's Funniest Home Videos was, but my kids are obsessed, and it's a good 50% people falling down on doorbell cameras
now.
Nice.
Wow. Good.
Yes. It's like the mail carrier biffing it down the stairs or.
Oh, poor mail guys.
Yeah, no, it's mostly people falling down on doorbell cameras.
I used to look for that on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Which is still being produced, P.S.
Right. Well,
and
now they're working on an a late night one with Bob Saget. We're a little bit more PG-13 and above.
All right, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
I mean, Danny Tanner, a little blue is always good.
His comedy is dirty.
Yeah, very dirty. We'll get Bob Saget to come to town. We'll have your chance to win your way to see Kenny Chesney live in Live Like Kenny.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Just living the dream.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, man, I feel like, wow. It's like I come over. It's like I don't know what to expect. I got to be honest. I come in. It's like a little like I'm trying to get my bearings. There's cartoons, your mom. And it's like, you still got it. Look at her. Just living the dream. I love that.
In your parents' basement, living the dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Thomas Wells from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania was doing for a while.
Okay. He's 33.
Yep. He's been living with his mom the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And she finally kicked him out in September.
Why, JP?
Well, because he wouldn't stop drinking and smoking weed.
Well, I mean, hey, you know, you live in a mom and dad's house. When under their roof and they're paying the bills, you follow their rules, right?
You don't have a job. All you do is sit down there and eat cornflakes or whatever. And you're
smoking
weed.
Isn't that why one would live in their parents' basement that they could not have a job and smoke weed all day?
You live in your parents' basement so you can get a job and make your own money and then have enough money to go get your own place. That's
when you're 33.
Save up.
If you've got to rebound life, yeah.
You got to start your life over. Become responsible.
There you go.
And none of that happened.
And he was so upset that mom was going to make him leave that he grabbed a box with his grandparents' ashes in it and flushed them down the toilet.
I had a whole lot of words I wanted to say there that I had to stop myself. I started saying, and I was like, I'm on the radio.
You're ready.
Nicholas, you are on the radio. Stop it.
Do not say anything like that.
Mom, you didn't treat me like a grown-up. I'll show you how mature I am. Wow. This is pretty amazing.
Do you think he rolled around on the floor doing a big baby fit right before this? Like just throwing the massive baby fit where he's kicking the ground and pounding the floor. And he's like, what I'm doing in my room is the door was closed. It's the door's closed. It's a keep out.
There's a sign on the door that says keep out, especially you, mom.
Yeah.
Keeps her out of the basement.
Friends only. Yeah. Not you, mom. I don't want you in here. I don't care what you can smell from the hallway.
No girls, mom!
You don't show up again unless you got ding-dongs and how-hows.
So mom didn't realize until February what he had done, so she called the cops.
Well, that's because he did it and then went, immediately regret that decision. No,
I am so grounded.
No, I'm really going to have to move out.
I am totally losing my internet privileges for like a day. Dang it.
She's going to change the Wi-Fi password and not give it to me till I clean the living room.
Who's going to drive me to down to the store? I don't know what I'm going to do.
Thanks to his two counts of abuse of a corpse.
Dear Lord.
He's got a new home.
By the way, like, he got out on no bond. Like, there was no bond for that or anything. But if I told you, like, hey, been charged with abuse of a corpse.
That.
Like, how does that sound?
Right. It sounds like there's a body.
Ranks way up there. Like, that should be like a $20,000 bond. Like, that's a big deal.
Well,
abuse
also,
of a corpse.
Flushing ashes is horrible.
Right.
Horrible. Oh, but abuse of a corpse sounds like something totally different.
Right.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Well, there's a good possibility to have some room and 3 square meals a day.
There you go. Somebody else is going to cook for him.
Right. For a while.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kicks 96.9.
You know who really wants Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani to hurry up and get engaged?
Me.
Well, that may be true.
Oh, okay.
But I was talking about Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, she's more important.
Oh, Ellen.
And she's buddies with both of them, and it makes for really good TV. So Blake was on Ellen's show yesterday, and she told him about an engagement countdown clock that she gave to Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, an A-Rod.
A while back, and then a week later, A-Rod proposed. So apparently these things work. She said, quote, "So Mother's Day is coming up, and I have something for you to give to Gwen." And she brought out a giant countdown clock with a picture of Blake and Gwen kissing.
There's a chance she's going to ask me to marry her.
Yes.
You're saying with this clock?
Yeah, with this clock. Cause,
okay,
cause,
so yeah, I flipped it around and put it on her.
Yeah. So now that she knows that you're waiting for her to ask, now that she sees this, she'll ask you. I'll call her tonight.
Okay,
all right.
Her.
I'll tell her she's waiting for you. All right.
Who wouldn't want? I mean,
that's going above the bed. No, that's going right above the bed.
Goes above the bed.
Put a little pressure on the situation.
Yep.
Well, back on April 25th, Luke Combs teased some big news when he cryptically wrote on social media, 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Now he has revealed he is dropping a new song this month, but only after first trying to fake out his fans. Luke wrote, quote, "New music update. Please read the whole post before commenting. For all intents and purposes, I had plans to release new music this year, but due to unforeseen circumstances, it unfortunately isn't going to happen." And then he wrote, JK, Beer Never Broke My Heart, out 1 week from today on May 8th. If that title sounds familiar, and it does, I was like, does he already have a song called that? It's because it's the, yes, it is his tour. He is currently on the road for the 2019 Beer Never Broke My Heart tour. So May 8th, we will get to hear the song, Beer Never Broke My Heart.
I'm so excited about this, but I'm also sad because he has this song, Beer Can, amazingly good. Yeah. And I've been begging for the last like year and a half for it to be his summer single.
I'm right there with you.
And it ain't going to happen.
Well, you guys, just some song about beer. He figured was close enough. You guys kept saying Beer Can, and he heard some song about beer. So it's another beer song.
He's got that show May 11th at the CHI Health Center.
That is
free
fun.
Tickets for you at KZKX. Yeah.
And I'm sure he will play his new song.
Cannot wait.
And finally, the Billboard Music Awards were last night, and the Country Awards were spread around to some of our favorites. Okay. Luke Combs took home Top Country Artist and Top Country Male Artist. Top Country Female Artist went to Carrie Underwood. Dan and Shay were named Top Country Duo or Group. And Top Country Song of the Year went to Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line for Meant to Be.
Seems
no
legit.
Shocker there.
Yeah, that's a good group.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kicks 96.9.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
Got something good you want to tell us? Let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Just direct message us with the title Good Thing. And we'll tell you about it and more good things in less than 10 minutes.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kicks 96.9.
This is where we celebrate good that people do, and if you've got a good thing, please let us know about it. Facebook or Twitter, KX969, just put the title Good Thing with it, and that way we can find it and get it up and tell you all about it.
This story is wonderful, but is all about the reaction I'm about to play for you.
Okay.
There's a couple named Santino and his wife Brittany, and Santino called his brother to let his brother know that they were expecting a baby. He was so excited, and his brother was like, well, not to one-up you, but so are we. And so the brothers' wives were both pregnant, and they're both due one day apart in December. So they decided to surprise mom and dad on Easter by wrapping up two baby stockings because they're coming right before Christmas. And they gave them an Easter present from the four of them. And this is mom's reaction.
What?
Wait, that's mom?
That's mom!
Oh my God.
So Brittany, the daughter-in-law, says, so she goes, so my mother-in-law, she's the kind of person you want to tell good news to, what? Exciting things.
What?
They did a whole, because they took video and they did a whole Inside Edition piece. And the parents, mom and dad, are so excited. It's the funniest thing. I will put it on the JP and Lauren
Please
Mornings
do.
Page. They are not
Saving
going only going to be grandma and grandpa. They're going to be grandma and grandpa twice.
Nice.
What?
She's like the Saturday Night Live character.
Yeah, Kristen Wiig.
The Kristen Wiig. I can't keep it inside character.
That's funny. Husker Nick, your good thing.
So my good thing is today marks 5 weeks that I've been involved in the Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping. I do advertisements over on ESPN for you guys hear JP talking about it. And I'm in a group of four people. And collectively, out of the four of us, we've lost like 33 pounds. Which is awesome in 5 weeks.
Really good.
And I just got to say, dude, watching people walk in to go get their measurement, you've been working hard for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
You're nervous. Then watching them walk out with these smiles from ear to ear because they're proud of the progress they've made.
Yep.
I'm just so proud of all the people that I get to see at the gym every day. So super good job. We got 5 more weeks in this first 10-week session and then hopefully the rest of our lives to continue to live healthy.
That's good stuff.
That'll be good.
My good thing is 5 former members of the Nebraska volleyball team have been named to the 30-player U.S. Women's National team. That's amazing.
Man, that's cool.
So Michaela Fecky is the most recent one that she'll make her debut with the U.S. National team. Jordan Larson's been a part of the team for a while now. Kelsey Robinson, too. And then Katie Rolfson and Justine Wong Arantis are going to be a part of the 30-player team.
That's
Team
cool.
USA.
No, and it's awesome.
They're going to be here at Pinnacle Bank Arena coming up here as well. Looks like June 3rd through the 7th, we get to host some of that.
Here where they actually, yeah, June's, yeah, that's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, they always bring them down here.
They're playing Korea. June 5th, they're playing Germany.
We like our volleyball.
Playing Brazil. And like tickets are available. You can go to pinnaclebankarena.com.
You know what that is? That's a testament to the young women in this state and the young girls and all the parents supporting them, because we have some of the best, hands down, young female athletes in the country that come from this state.
Pretty amazing.
And it's because we've dedicated ourselves to it. Yeah. And it's awesome.
That's so cool.
It is so awesome.
So many Huskers on the U.S. national team again, June 4th through the 6th at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
A very heated debate as you're getting ready to take your kids to school. You've experienced it. We'll talk about it coming up next. You can actually start the conversation now on Facebook or Twitter at KX969.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I got my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, cause I stay by the bell.
You looked at me so disappointed.
I was like waiting.
Wait, sing!
It was almost like half of the first verse before you
and
said
my
words.
I did all my homework last night.
Okay, we can talk now. Okay.
So there's a high school, and the story came out a little while ago, like about a week or so ago, but they've created a controversial new dress code. For parents.
Wait, what now? Hold on, huh?
This is so crazy.
The principal at James Madison High School sent out a letter urging adults visiting the school to set a good example for their children. Meaning no revealing clothing, so put the girls away. Pajamas and hair rollers are banned.
Wait, can I have revealing butt cheek clothing, though, because they're not the girls?
It maybe, just says revealing clothing.
It does
clothing.
Say pull your pants up. I do see, I don't, no saggy
can I get
clothing.
My booties
so
out?
If you got the pants hanging down where you can see your underpants, guys,
yeah,
pull
no
your pants.
No sagging?
No pants on the ground.
And no pajamas.
I trip over my own pants if they're sagging down. I don't like to do that.
They said the new policy was implemented, quote, to prepare our children and let them know daily the appropriate attire they are supposed to wear when entering a building, going somewhere, applying for a job, or visiting someone outside of the home setting. Look, I know where they're getting. I know.
Look. I
understand the point. And, I mean, in a perfect world, everybody would have enough common sense that this probably wouldn't be necessary. Like, if I can see your body parts hanging out, baby, just put on a sweatshirt to drop off your kid at school.
Yeah,
but we all already know school drop-off is Lord of the Flies. And if my children are wearing pants, I have done my part.
Yeah, like, it is 6:53 and you're heated right now.
Here's what, anybody that's listening that they see me when I walk up to go get my kid, there's a lot of days where I'm fresh off a workout. And I have just enough time to leave work, work out, go get my kid. So I'm going to be showing up, probably sweaty. I'm going to be wearing workout clothes, and then I'm going to take my kid home. Right. And if you can't deal with that because of how busy my day is, you're not preparing the children for what life actually is like, which is it's nonstop, go, 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 and you squeeze as much in as you possibly can.
Hey, those are not pajamas or revealing.
The last thing.
Is fine.
I don't know, man.
Well,
people
he shows up at his bro tank.
You get the suns out, guns out. People are always, you know, they're always being weird. And I'm like, listen, most of the ladies here in the summer wear less than I do, so we're fine. My arms are out. It's good.
It's an okay
But
thing.
It's like, I just, this is silly to me. This is absolutely silly. Absolutely silly.
So we wanted to know from you your thoughts on a parental dress code for drop-off and pick-off.
Put your suits and ties on and get down here and get your children.
Like, things must have gotten bad.
That's true.
Like, most people at drop-off, or at least people who are not going straight to work, there's a lot of pajamas in that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, because it's in the morning. And in the afternoon, it's probably not as bad.
Right, yes. By that point, many of us have showered. I feel like my general aesthetic is I didn't expect to get out of the car. But
I'm also super conflicted here because, one, nothing makes me more mad than old people telling me what looks nice and what doesn't. Two, I'm super excited to become an old guy that's telling young kids what looks nice and what doesn't.
Put your pants
so
up.
I'm really conflicted here as to whether like I get it.
These or administrators aren't
like I'm
than
just
us.
Really fired up about it. So I don't know.
So we'll thought see. We'd ask you guys about it.
More? Yeah, you're just seconds Lauren. Away from this.
Not
from
age.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick.
There's plenty of young people that are old.
Do you think your school needs a parental dress code for drop-off and pick-off? Why or why not? What are you thinking about this? 466-9696. We've already got some great comments on Facebook or Twitter. We'll get to those next. We want your calls, 466-9696, about a parental dress code for drop-off and pick-up.
I like my country in the morning.
Wake up with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
And the people of Court Opinion, because there's a dress code going in for parents at a high school in Houston because of pajama pants, revealing clothing, saggy pants.
See, there's people that go in pajama pants at my son's elementary school to pick them up. I never even really, I mean, I noticed, but it didn't matter.
I
didn't think it was a big deal, man. There's this one grandma who's like the nicest damn lady you'll ever meet, and she is pajamaed out every day. Like, it was middle of winter. She was, but she was one of the damn nicest people I've ever met.
Hannah on Facebook says, yes, so sick and tired of seeing them come with their gnarly, almost inappropriate PJ pants, booty shorts, and fuzzy boots while you're bending over to kiss your kid goodbye is not a show I signed up for, Nancy.
Oh, man.
Wow. Does your school need...
Hannah, P.S., is a teacher.
Nice.
Does your school need a parental dress code for drop-off and pick-up? Hi, Kix.
I think that that's ridiculous, and that if you want me to dress a certain way, then you can come pick my kids up from my house.
Right?
What have you rolled up to school for drop-off in, Brandy?
Oh, I've worn pajamas. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, sorry, like, my three-year-old goes to school. You're going to get me how you get me because you don't provide transportation for him.
Right. Oh. It feels like a miracle that you've gotten out of the house and gotten them dressed and
right.
there.
It's a good thing Paul comes to work right after he drops off your four kids at school.
No, he wears jeans and shoes in the house on his day off.
No, that's right. Never
there's
mind.
There's no danger them. That my husband is going anywhere in pajamas.
I love Paul.
Even if he's home, he will take a shower and put his shoes on.
Yeah, that's how my dad is.
He's wearing a bathing suit to take a shower. Is that how he works?
No.
All right. So, parental dress code for drop off and pick up. 466-9696. Why or why not are you in favor for this? We'll get your thoughts as well. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. But 466-9696 to join the conversation. More of that after Dirks. It's Kix. Dirks Bentley with JP Lord Huskinick, Kix 86.9, talking about a parental dress code for drop-off and pickup. What did you have for a hot Husker?
There was a tweet came in. I got to pull this up.
She says, for me, it's kind of like watching Hoarders because the school drop-off line sometimes makes me feel like I really have my life together. Really, though, I don't care what other people want to wear. I change out of my home leggings and into my going out leggings. It's impressive.
Wait a second. That's a thing?
Oh, yes. That is real life.
Okay.
There are some that are not quite...
So I was trying to think about that because I was like, I had never thought of that. And then I realized I do have a pair of basketball shorts that I like to change into when I go to the store rather than the ones I just lounge around the house
in. Oh, that does make
so
sense.
So it's a very similar deal.
Yeah, like
I totally
sweats,
get that.
Your home sweats and your outside sweats.
Well, I've got my Holy Husker sweatpants. I forgot about that. I wouldn't wear those to pick up the kids at school. That makes sense.
I thought you said you go on walks and go around.
No, I'll go to the store quick and wear them. But I mean, like, I'm not going to.
Why does it matter how long you're going to be in the store? You're still in the store.
Around with a giant
you're either
hole
in the
crotch.
Store or you're not in the store.
My hole. I'll have to just.
You can't see my hole.
Yeah, 706. All right, where are your call sign kicks?
Well, I think that the parents should like pull up like two blocks away so that you don't embarrass your kid.
Oh no, that's like 3/4 of the reason I like to pick up my child.
It's true.
Is to embarrass get up out of him, man. That's the best part.
Carter,
I love you.
I love you.
Come here, buddy.
That's the best thing to do is embarrass your kids.
Yeah, like sometimes I'll be like across the street as I'm waiting and he's waving at me like, "Oh, Carter, good to see you, buddy. Did you remember to wipe today? Did you? Because your laundry's gross, bro.
Today.
You got to make sure you're getting
that's
this."
So funny.
Kyle
so
says, bad. "What are they going to do? Keep me from getting my kids? All right.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to watch
that
them?
That is true. Like, that threat is so weak. Like, what are you, just leaving
your
the kids
thoughts
there?
On a parental parent code, dress code,
left,
on Facebook
boy.
Or Twitter, too.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
An adult dress code for school drop-off and pickup. Are you in for that? Why or why not?
There's a Houston high school saying for adults, and they're mostly talking about coming into the building, but no, a dress code for parents involving revealing clothing and no pajamas. I feel like it's the pajamas that are really the issue there.
Or the revealing clothing?
Well, no,
define
I mean...
Define revealing. Like, I honestly, like, I think there's...
Like, whatever. If it's
that's
legal.
A real gray area.
So
you
is
know.
Pajamas! Who gets to define what
PJ
are and are
just
not
look
pajamas?
Comfortable. I don't. As long as they're not holy,
But what about, I mean, sweats are on the line sweats and like okay. very, it's you like, know what I mean?
I
like
think booty shorts would probably be not something you wouldn't want
to
wear.
Now, define booty shorts. Are you saying because they're cut high or like because
yeah,
they're tight around my cheekies?
Well, because
there's plenty of shorts out there that'll just, you know, you hug right up that in that neighborhood.
Like
the
shorts
saying?
That you wear to Stampede, those are cut. That'd probably be the booty short for a guy, but I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, like if I wore some cheeky bottoms, you saying I can't do that?
Like pull your pants up or just don't.
But if I pull them up, you're going to see the bottom of my cheeky bottoms again.
I know, it's a catch 22. It really is.
Also, how do they enforce this?
Right.
Yeah, do they have like a little measuring stick as you walk in and they're like, okay, there is a quarter inch of your bottom butt cheek out.
Well, not just that, but what's the consequence? Can I not pick up my kid? Am I not going to conferences? Right. Or, you know, because I think it's more in the building. But
maybe
so
they
what's
bring
the...
back the paddle above the principal's office.
Oh, wow.
I mean, because most of us adults will be like, oh, God, flashbacks.
I kick.
Hi. I guess it seems to me like the strap-off pickup thing is just if you're actually getting out of your car, right?
Yes. They're not they're not going over like peer in the window. I think it's so actually to go into the building.
What are you wearing? Yeah.
Exactly. See, and I got caught one time because I was dropping the kids off at school, and I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt, but I didn't wear shoes. And they're like, hey, we need to talk to you about Tristan's IEP. And I'm like, well, here's the thing.
I mean,
I don't have any shoes on.
Yeah.
We can talk about I feel like you don't want me, Pat, with your giant Fred Flintstone feet.
My size
14s.
Walking through barefoot through the school.
Let's be real, too. Like, I got a buddy of mine. He's got two little kids, and he plays softball with me. He could be in a polo, and if he leaves the bottom button undone, there's like a bushel of hair that comes out of that. Like, are you telling me that's okay because he's in a polo?
Well,
but there's like a jungle coming out of the
top.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like it's...
On
like,
Facebook,
what is okay and what isn't? That's what
Facebook,
I want to know.
On Facebook, there's a lot of discussion of Walmart. Lynette says, if Walmart doesn't have a dress code, neither should they.
Bam!
Amy says,
those
I
are
don't
my
have
people.
Amy says, I don't have opinion on school drop-off yet because my son is only 9 months old, but maybe Walmart needs this dress code. There's a lot of people bringing Walmart into this.
Hi, Kix. What's your thought, Scott?
Yeah, you know.
Scott, I think if they try that at my school, I'm going to go back and rebel. I'm going to wear... I'm 6'4". My wife is 5'2". I will get her tiniest bikini. I will put that on. I will stand out there and wave to every kid I know and then go to my house that night and laugh about it. You're not going to tell me what I can and can't wear. I'm a grown-ass man. You want to try that with the kids?
That's funny.
Try it with the kids. That's fine. Not me. I will break that rule in every way possible and then some.
That's a really disturbing thought.
Him in a giant in a bikini, this giant person?
Okay, so Liz.
Producer Liz, yeah.
You said, there's no microphone. Use Nick's mic. So you said this whole discussion was making you have flashbacks to what your mom used to wear?
I wish my mother would have been given a dress code because she would pull up, mind you, I'm an only child. She would pull up in her minivan. She would wear this gray sweat jacket that my dad tried to give to Goodwill years before because it was like so broken down. It was covered in holes. And... my dead grandfather's golf polo. He was about 2 to 3 times the size of my mother. I have no idea why she'd wear this. So she'd wear this old man's golf polo in this jacket with, and she was like, it's comfortable. And I'm wearing a skort, so it's okay. I was mortified because she was like class mom and stuff. So yes, she would get out of the vehicle.
Wow.
I haven't thought about skorts in a long time.
They haunt me to this day.
Thank you, producer Liz. You can let us know your thoughts on adult dress code for pickup and drop off of your kids on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on KX96.9.
Zoe has no time for messing around. She wants to know why her date did that.
Live, local, and laughing. Now it's JP Lauren and Husker Nick on KX96.9. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on KX96.9. It's date 'em or dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Thank you for getting the extra in there, Lauren. A little extra for your Thursday. Brought to you by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts, breaking the rules with their uniform free toppings and amped up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all the flavors and daily specials. Hertz Donut, 9th and P Street downtown. Get there like now. We have your chance to win free donuts from us and Hertz Donut coming up with Datum or Dump'em. And if you need our assistance with a dating issue you have, just direct message us on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Zoe met a guy on Bumble and would like another date because Tyler seemed like a pretty good catch. Good morning, Zoe. How are you?
Good morning.
Okay, so tell us about Tyler and your date.
Well, you, listen, you know, I don't really use Bumble. I don't really go out on a lot of dates that much, but I did meet him on Bumble, and I don't have a lot of time because I'm really busy. So I need to be interested in the guy if I'm going to even, like, try to schedule something with him.
Sure.
And I was. Tyler, you know, he seemed really great, and so we went out. We had a really great time together, you know? He's, like, actually smart, funny, seems to have his shit together.
Okay. That's a good thing, you know, yeah.
Like, yeah, that didn't have to move back in with his parents or, like, anything like that. Actually has his own car and has been in the same job for a while, which is, like, actually a really big deal because these things are hard to find.
He's pretty stable. That's
okay.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's, yeah. All right, sounds like a great dude.
Yeah, I thought so. And so, like, we had dinner and drinks, and we ended up going back to my house because the sexual tension was definitely there, and I could feel the chemistry. So I wanted to see, like, how it was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And went back to my house and had a great time. I thought, like, okay, this went really well. Hoping for a second, like, I obviously date because it went so well. And then I hear nothing from him.
Oh, so he's completely ghosting you after the next morning.
Okay, was it the next morning? Did he stay over?
Yeah, he stayed over. We even cuddled, and the next morning, you know, it was really nice. And it seemed like we were obviously going to hang out again. And so I'm just really confused.
Huh, that was going to be my next question, how the morning went. Was it awkward?
Right.
But if the morning was awesome, too, I don't know. That's weird.
That's it. I'm, like, kind of going crazy over it because I'm just one of those people who, like, need to know what the going on.
All right.
Yeah.
And, like, when he stayed over, you didn't, like, have, like, time frames set on every little thing you guys did at the house the whole night, right?
Because she's so precise on things.
Because you seem like you seem like an individual who is very organized.
Very organized. Thank you. I am pretty organized, but no, I did not have a time frame on anything. No, like, timers or anything.
Like, you're going to lay
like
on your
that.
Back for 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
I mean, what?
Wow.
He's stretching, guys. Where's your heads at? Everybody calm down here a little bit, all right?
Okay.
This is a good light stretch before bed. Nothing big, nothing there.
All right. Well, we will go ahead and give Tyler a call for you, Zoe. And if we can, we'll get you guys a dinner and a movie on us, all right?
Get your minds out of the gutter, you two. Good Lord.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
All right, now the ball's in your court. If you'd like to win a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut, what do you think went wrong on Zoe and Tyler's date? Tell us in gift form on Twitter and Facebook, KX969. And if you get it right, $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. If nobody gets it right, you've got the funniest one, $25 gift card to Hertz Donut.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Now the conclusion to date 'em or dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Zoe met Tyler on Bumble. They had beers and burgers and went back to her place because things were really going well. He stayed over and then left the next morning and has not gotten back to her at all. She's tried texting and calling, and she has no time to try to wait around for him. She wants us to try to figure out why Tyler's ghosting her. And someone says Tyler saw something on his way out that freaked him out of her place. She seems very serious about dating. She reminds him of his mother, and she's too busy to have a relationship of that expectation.
Yikes. Okay. Well,
you let us know about your guesses on Facebook or Twitter. Hi, Kix.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tyler?
Yeah, speaking.
Tyler, hey, it's JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Oh, my God.
You know, you'd be surprised how often that's the response.
Like, usually when I call my wife, I'm like, honey, hey, what's up? And same thing comes.
Oh, I know you guys. This is one of those, like, dating follow-up calls, right?
Yeah.
Affirmative, sir.
Do you think you know who we're calling about?
Ooh.
I'm guessing it was Zoe.
Yeah.
Yes. Although you seem like there could potentially be others.
Right.
Question mark?
Zoe? Then you know where we're going with this, that Zoe thought it was a great date and says you guys had a great time. She was sure you were going to see each other again, and now zero from you. So what happened?
Yeah, no, we had a great date. She's super cool. Like, I have nothing bad to say about her. And, like, like, trust me, I've had some absolutely, like, cuckoo bananas dates before. Like, psychotic people, pyromaniacs. Like,
oh, wow.
I could get into that. That's a weird story.
Okay. So what's the problem with
Which
Zoe?
I want to hear, but first we have to do this. Let's figure out why we're here.
What's going on there, buddy?
She's cool, but, like, the thing about me is that I love two things in my life more than anything, and that's Game of Thrones and the MCU. That's the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
And Zoe had never seen a single episode of Game of Thrones, and she thinks that superhero movies are stupid.
I don't like her either. We'll offer you movie tickets. She can go home. We're done. Are we done here?
Wow.
Was this over already?
Cut it right there.
Cut bait.
Wow. So she's actively against them? It's not just that she doesn't really care one way or the other?
No, she is just completely oblivious. And like it actually
Well, that's
like
different. Being against them versus just not being into it are two different things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Negatives.
She was a little disdainful as well, to be completely honest.
Well, it sounds like she's against superhero movies, saying they're stupid, but then she's never seen Game of Thrones.
She's from Iowa, I bet, too. Sounds like it.
She said they were stupid, and she was like, I don't know, I've never seen Game of Thrones, and like everyone talks about it, and I'm like, why would I even want to like do something that like everyone's doing? It was very annoying. Like, I have a strong opinion, you know? Like,
Iowegian hipster.
Like, Marvel is so much better than DC.
Yeah.
And, like, she didn't even know what DC was. She thought I was talking about, like, the Capitol. And I'm like, that's so stupid.
I mean, like, to me, this is super self-explanatory. This should be over very quick. Like, we could just move on.
Someone has to already be into the same things you're into?
If you're going to date them and those are important to you, then sure.
Wow.
If that's what you want to do, sure.
Zoe, as you know, Tyler dated her dumb. Zoe's with us on the phone.
Yeah, I'm kind of baffled over this, you know, because I really can't believe that this is actually the reason why, Tyler, you haven't even called me back or anything. Also, we definitely talked about movies and stuff like that at our date at the bar, which was before you even came back to my house.
Oh, that's a good point.
So I'm just a little confused about that because I thought, you know, people can be into their own things, and that didn't really seem like a really important part of the night since we had so many things compatible in the bedroom.
Hey.
I do know lots of people who like one's a super Star Wars nerd and the other isn't into it and maybe even pokes fun at him about it, but you can have different things. I'm confused by this.
Well, it seems like
that. I'm also really open to learning new things and wasn't against being, you know, able to watch stuff with you.
Okay.
Whatever.
Tyler?
You seemed kind of resistant to it, but like, yeah, I wanted to go home with you just to see if we had any other things in common. Maybe you like Star Wars, or, you know, maybe...
I like this guy.
I went home with you.
To find out if maybe you like
Star Wars.
I had truthfully told, I just want to know if you could wield a lightsaber.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, maybe you like some stuff that you didn't, like, you like Jessica Jones, but you didn't realize that was a part of the Marvel.
Right. See, there you go.
Yeah. On her Netflix.
I don't even know anything about these movies. How do I know if I like
them? Well, that one is a TV show.
That's on Netflix.
I mean, it's just a deal breaker for him. This is one of his things. He likes the Marvel. Like, if you sat down on your very first date and when you met Paul, who you ended up marrying, if the first time you met Paul and you were like, I'm totally into theater and I love all these things, and he's like, yeah, I don't like any of that stuff.
I hate musicals.
I hate musicals.
She said she's willing to maybe watch them.
I don't know. He just said that she sounded like she was against the Marvel movies.
But she just said she'd be willing to watch them.
He says they're stupid. That's the thing.
If she says they're stupid.
But I mean, in Game of Thrones, if you could find something else that you guys haven't.
I mean, there's definitely other possibilities down the road, but if for him that's his deal breaker, then that's his deal breaker. Yeah, I'm not going to judge him for it.
Tyler, is this a total?
I am.
Well, you can. That's fine, and I'm sure you'll find a guy that works for you. It sounds like you guys aren't going to match up. Like, that's his deal breaker.
Yeah. So
I'm sure you have deal breakers that you have in your life that if you meet someone and you go on a first date and they're like, blah,
already love
hey, that's my
not
deal
even
breaker.
Be willing to try it, but already love it.
You got a deal breaker.
Yeah,
you can make fun of his deal breaker. That's fine.
And he wasn't open and honest about it, so I think that's pretty lame.
That should be maybe be in your profile. Like, if you feel so strongly about that, that should probably be in your profile.
I dated a girl once. We went on our first date. I found out while we were on the date that her uncle is Steve DeBerg, who is my favorite all-time Chiefs quarterback.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh my God, I might meet Steve DeBerg. Then about an hour later, she goes, yeah, but I know my uncle plays for the Chiefs, but I hate football and I hate the Chiefs. Oh, that was the only time we went on a date. Like, I was good. I was like, bro, I'll keep your number just in case your unk's around, but that's it. Like, you know, like, I might even meet Uncle Steve DeBerg.
Hanging out or something.
Like,
yeah.
But once you said the Chiefs, like, you hated them, I was like, we done.
Done.
Sorry. See ya.
All right. Well, Zoe, thanks for getting a hold of us and being a part of the show, and we wish you the best, and not with Tyler, clearly.
The way you said that. Let's hook them both up with movie tickets, because you guys are both awesome for listening. I love you for listening to our show. We love you both. Get you guys some movie tickets separately. You guys go out on and go see some movies.
Tyler can go see Endgame again. I'm sure he's already seen it, man, right?
Yeah, I've already seen it a couple times.
Okay. So. Well, then you can go see that again, or whatever you want to go see. Zoe, you can go check out whatever movie you want to go see as well, and thanks for getting a hold of us.
Thanks, guys.
We've already got people on the line wanting to comment on today's Dinner with Dumpins, so we'll get to your calls coming up here in a second.
Dino says, give her a chance. She'll fall in love with the superheroes eventually. My wife had never seen The Wizard of Oz until she got with me, and I'm 38 years old at the time.
Wow.
They are amazing movies. I agree. I think that she would, if she was right in her head, she'd start loving them.
Stupid, and just go watch them and see what you think. We're going to talk about deal breakers coming up, too.
Don't miss this. Here's what happens next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
So if you're thinking about your deal breakers, you can call in and let us know about them. 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter as well. And if you need our help with data or dump them, direct message us. Facebook or Twitter, KX969 will help you out. It's brought to you by Max Muscle. JP Lauren, Husker Nick, and coming off of data or dump them. And the fact that Zoe doesn't like, so you think superhero movies are stupid and has not seen Game of Thrones, and therefore those are deal breakers for Tyler. Good morning, Tammy.
You know what? My deal breaker is...
Hold on. We'll get to you in a second, Maddie. Hold on.
Yeah, you be quiet. You be quiet over there.
I love when JP does that and then acts like it's somehow the listener's fault that he pushed one button. You hold on.
You close your face. I don't want to talk to you.
We'll get your thought on that. Man, you're mean.
I'd like to hear what she has to say now.
Tammy, good morning.
Hey, I mean, who isn't into Thor? Who doesn't want to watch Chris Hemsworth on TV?
That's right, dude. Thor's my favorite one.
Seriously, I'm old. Yeah. I mean, I didn't start watching these until probably like 3 years ago or 4 years ago, and I'm like, now I'm hooked.
Now you're like, hey, you're Thor. Awesome.
Hey, and Iron Man, come on, Robert Downey Jr. made a comeback. Gotta love
Dude,
that.
Iron Man is awesome, too.
That's true. Awesome. We want to know about your deal breakers.
I used to wish that I had a Captain America shield that I could carry around and throw at people.
Yeah, you talked about that.
Now I wish I had a hammer, actually, that I could carry around and throw at people.
To be able to do that.
Yeah.
So we want to know from you, man, stemming off of Zoe and Tyler, your deal breaker that you have when it comes to dating. Yeah, if it doesn't involve Star Wars, if you can't be a part of any kind of Star Wars thing with me.
Yeah.
We're home.
Deal breaker.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be willing to at least watch the movies.
Yeah.
Can't call them stupid.
So, like, in the middle of a date, would you just, like, look over and be like, Han Solo? And then if they're like, who's that? You're like, I'm out.
Peace out.
Deuces.
We want to know about your deal breaker. 466-9696. Or Facebook or Twitter. We will get to Mandy. She's waiting. Thank you for holding on, Mandy. We'll get your calls, too. 466-9696. Here's Old Dominion. It's Kix.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Chewy, we're home.
Deal breaker. What's your deal breaker when it comes to being in a relationship with somebody?
I could just see you sitting across the table from a lady, JP, and you're like, so, hey, real quick, not to change the subject on what we're talking about, but like, how many parsecs do you think it would take you to make the Kessel Run?
I would never do that.
And then they're like, the what now?
I would
and
you're like, a deep dive on
I'll
somebody.
Be getting
That's
out
just
of here.
Mean.
See you later.
Just be willing to be open-minded. Watch Game of Thrones and see what you think of it.
Yeah.
Zoe's unwilling to do that. She doesn't. Do you think
she
superhero
didn't
movies
say
are
that.
Stupid?
She said she hadn't.
Excuse me.
She said it was stupid.
She said superhero movies were stupid.
Yeah.
She said she'd just never seen Game of Thrones.
So we want to know about your deal breakers that you have at 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
Ashley on Twitter says, not being an animal person. If you don't like animals, I think that's a red flag.
Good point.
Good point. Yes.
I agree with that. Hi, Mandy. Thank you for holding on. I'm sorry that we...
cut you off.
Wow, you made her wait like 6 minutes, too.
Sitting that long.
You're a jerk.
Thank you, Mandy. What's yours?
You know what my deal breaker is that grown men who wear onesies...
Wear onesies?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, well,
oh,
yeah.
Like the
you know,
onesie.
Like the onesie yeah. bar calls and there's actual guys on, you know, Bumble and Tinder in photos with onesies on. Like, that's going to be attractive.
Okay, but so, if, I have a question.
No,
I have a slight question because I actually really want a pair of these. Like, you know the long underwear that you wear that does, it's all
the
long
underwear,
and
yeah.
then you have the buttons on the back where your butt can just be out? I've always wanted a pair of those. Is that weird?
I will say.
No, awesome. That's different. That's kind of manly. Like, you would wear those in your country.
Like a red ones, you know, like you wear out in the country. Mm-hmm. That's
yeah,
what I need.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right.
That's
country
fine.
Guys are sexy.
There
guys
we go.
Who wear a like a panda onesie are not.
Okay, there you go.
Now,
okay,
I will say it. That does imply, just on impression, that you have recently been involved in dumb frat stunts.
Or
like
maybe.
If you are
a
wearing
charitable
a
event.
I mean,
it's
yeah,
a charitable
JP
event
has,
for
although
the firefighters.
JP is involved in dumb frat stunts.
I wear, well, I
there are
too,
lots of charitable events. Which ones you pick?
We picked a good one in the onesie crawl. Thank you.
It's a great cause and a great event. I'm just saying.
I have a lot of dreams in life, and one of them is I want to camp out in Colorado somewhere, and I want to get up in the morning as the sun comes over the mountain and walk out of my tent wearing those red pants with like my butt out, and I want to have some coffee and just stand there with a big beard and look at the lake that I just fished on yesterday.
Isn't that a Ron Swanson gif?
Maybe. I mean, it's a dream of mine. I know that.
A deal breaker coming in on Facebook would be gangster style dress, excessive body jewelry, disrespect for almost everyone, and excessive bad language.
Mm.
Deal breakers.
Language, if bad grammar.
Right.
Can't hang.
You,
that 100%. I would make it 2/3 of the, because it would be so stressful because I'd want to correct it, but don't want to be a jerk. But like,
you're casually correcting the way
yeah, it'd be so stressful.
There and there they're using.
Well, you can't really tell that when they're speaking.
But they text it to you.
But yes. Like, oh my. Oh,
right?
I would. Oh,
text, it's got autocorrect on text, so you should be able to get through that. Sarah, hi, good morning. What's your deal breaker?
Teeth.
Oh, teeth?
Teeth. Oh, that is... Well,
like what part? Like,
do like if you have them, you're
like
done.
Bad ones?
You have to have teeth in your head. More than one.
You have to have all your teeth in your head. Okay, okay. So,
clean you know. Teeth probably.
I just moved here from Iowa. I got three teeth.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Sarah. Any kind of deal
also, people who think it's funny and cute to say they don't vote. That's a like, oh...
Yeah,
that's a deal breaker.
Crying? I mean, seriously. Just
no.
Like, not even on, like, who has the best fan base, the Huskers online stuff?
Yeah.
Like,
hi, that's Doug. Good morning, Doug. What's your deal breaker?
They got to have a sense of humor, and common sense helps a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Very good points.
Yeah,
thanks,
good things.
Doug.
All good things. All good things.
Any kind of deal breaker you have, you can let us know, Facebook or Twitter at KX969.
Oh. Brianna says, if you hate country music, I can't deal with it. I tried to date someone who hated the music I love. Fighting over the radio is not a great way to start a relationship.
Oh, yeah, that'd be hard.
That's not good at
all.
It'd
be tough. It'd be a tough deal. Right
you don't
there.
Have to love the same music, but you can't hate what the other person loves.
Right.
You know
uh-huh.
what I mean? Because then there's a constant fight over.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's no fun at all. You can let us know about your deal breaker, Facebook, Twitter, KX969. And if you need our help with Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, we're here for you every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:20.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I forgot when I was in college, right after I turned 21, a big deal breaker for me was which Euro stop you like to go to at the end of the night. Because there's the two Euro places right next to each other down on O Street.
What?
They're like within two
the
blocks.
Euros. Okay.
I like the one on the corner. But all my buddies like the one that was two doors down. And if I dated a girl, I was like, so which one you want to go to? And if they picked the wrong one, that was it.
Oh my God.
That was done.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Seriously. What the f***? Picked your f***ing life? Okay, we've got a new game for you to play. So 466-9696, three of you jump on the lines to play. Kind of like out of context contest. But all Florida. This is something
be
you
good.
Found, Lauren, that...
So, well, I mean, there's so many a Florida man headlines or just weird things that happen in Florida.
They're strange down there.
Why not make a game out of it? Basically, what we have done is taken crazy Florida headlines and pulled one detail out. Because it is Florida, they are absolutely insane details.
Interchangeable?
Yes. So we will give you multiple choice, and then you tell us which one really was part of the headline.
Okay, we've got three people on the phone to play the game. We are live on the radio with them. Good morning. Who is this? Hi, Kix. Who's this? Oh,
here we go.
Hi, Kix. Who's this?
Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. We got Carolyn, Amanda, and Ashley going to play the game. What's Carolyn, up? You get to start Carolyn. Things up first.
So we will play this like we play Out of Context yes. contest. If you get it right, you move on to the next one. If not, we will move on to the next person. Don't hang up because yeah. we might come back around to you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you ready to play? Okay, number one. Florida woman claims the wind blew blank into her purse.
Ooh. Ooh, okay. yeah.
A, money. Mm. B, cocaine. Probably. C, an iPad. Which of the three? It's not mine.
I'm leaning B or C on this one. It's either
B or C. Cocaine or iPad. I feel like.
Carolyn?
I'm gonna go with the cocaine.
Yes, that is correct.
Man, iPad was super believable on
I know.
That.
To blow like into your purse?
Yeah, like I could wow. totally see some Florida woman like, hey, look, big gust of wind, iPad flew in my purse, I ran out of Walmart.
But no, this time yes. it was cocaine. I don't yeah. know, officer. It just, it must have blown in
it
there.
It was so strange.
Sometimes gusts of wind just whirl around.
I've seen Miami Vice. There's just cocaine in the wind.
All right, Carolyn, you have one. If you get two more, you win. All right. Florida man, bitten by shark,
ooh.
Punched twice by blank, struck by lightning, bitten by snake.
Oh.
So he was bitten by a shark, struck by lightning, bitten by snake, and punched twice
okay.
by Mike Tyson, a monkey, or a nun.
Can you repeat the options again?
The options are?
A, Mike Tyson.
No, they'd be dead.
B, a monkey.
Maybe.
C, a nun.
Nun.
I'm going to go with A.
No, it was not Mike Tyson.
You get punched by Mike Tyson twice. You did.
Yep. All right, stand in line, Carolyn. We might get back to
good
you.
Good morning, Amanda. So her choices, Amanda's choices are?
A Florida man was bitten by a shark, struck twice, or struck by lightning, bitten by a snake, and punched twice by either a monkey or a nun.
Oh, man.
Amanda?
It's got to be the monkey.
It does.
It is the monkey.
Yeah, I'm right with you. That was my guess.
Being punched by a monkey is objectively funny. Like
if it's Whoopi Goldberg dressed as a nun, that's funny too.
That's true.
Whoopi
with the shark and an alligator.
Okay. All right, one more
luck.
And you.
Yeah,
right. Really bad luck.
One more and you win it.
Or he's super lucky for surviving all of that.
And these are all real headlines. Remember. Two Florida men, one disguised in a bull costume, allegedly tried to burn down an ex-boyfriend's home with A, magnifying glass, B, an easy bake oven, C, spaghetti sauce.
We talked about this one.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yes, we did.
A magnifying glass?
No.
That one was actually oddly the most logical one out of all of those.
All of them handle
well,
so it means it can't be real.
All right, Ashley, got a chance to steal the game. Otherwise, Carolyn and Amanda are waiting to steal it from
what
you.
What did the Florida man dressed as a bull try to use to burn down his ex-boyfriend's house? An easy bake oven or spaghetti sauce?
Also, the fact he's dressed like a bull, not a clue.
No.
Not a clue. Not don't even. It's just a detail.
Oven, maybe?
Easy bake oven is what her guess is.
Nope.
No. I know. You okay. think. Like, that's the next most logical guess.
All right, Carolyn.
Back to you. Oh. All you have to do is say spaghetti sauce.
Spaghetti sauce.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to burn down this house with my bull costume on. Answer spaghetti sauce. Look out.
Only something like that would happen in Florida.
These headlines are like Mad Libs.
It really is.
As a blank tried to burn down a blank with blank.
You don't put like one part gasoline in your spaghetti sauce? Is it no one else?
That's not something people do. Well, congratulations, Carolyn. You are a winner of our first ever Florida Man Mad Lib game.
Yay!